and Tony. I'm Christy Credit. Nikki Rudd is here. And our fashionista, Fashion First segment with Joan Lincoln is here too. Joan Lincoln.
April showers brings...
May flowers.
Okay. Yes.
So April showers also brings like today's weather.
Rain.
Drizzle.
Yeah. Yuck.
So I'm sorry to inform you, but this is my least favorite hair season. Because the drizzle,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Kirstie and I can relate.
The humidity.
Oh, the
it's
frizzy, the fuzzy,
worst.
The curly
awful.
Hair challenge.
Girl, I get the kink.
Yeah.
The kink starts coming on.
Yeah, me too.
And it's not the kind of kink you want. You know what
right?
I'm saying?
I'm right there with you. Anyways, the new trend, and thank God, is that low, loose, beachy, wavy, curly look right now. So a little bit more straight on top and those, you know, soft, low, loose curls at the bottom.
Nice.
Yeah,
which never
I like
happens
that.
Naturally.
No.
No.
I know, right?
That's... I get the curl in the wrong spot.
All the wrong spots. Usually close to my head and then straight on the end.
There it is. Yeah, we have to master the use of those, you know, heating elements, you know, to achieve that and calm that frizzy curl down.
Ugh.
All right, so next is bridal season. So I'm getting wedding invites. You getting wedding
yes.
invites? Mm-hmm. So I had to consult my favorite freelance makeup artist, Alien Annie, or Ashley. And
I love Ashley.
Yeah, she's amazing. And ask them again, because I've kind of retired from that industry. So lashes. Now, I know, Nikki, you use magnetic lashes on occasion, right?
Girl, on occasion. I'm addicted.
I want to give your secret away, friend.
I'm addicted to magnetic lashes.
Yeah. But, you know, before then, did you ever try the lash extensions?
I did, but it takes forever.
Well, you know, a lot of us are a little ADD, and we don't have time to sit there and have that, you know, done. And then we have also found, and I asked the girls, you know, when I was doing my research, you know, so like, what's the new trend? Because lash extensions were like it. That's all the brides did when I was doing makeup.
Mm.
Now they're more into magnetic, but they're still the good old-fashioned glue-ons because they want to look, you know, perfect for that walk down the aisle, but not so much thereafter. So what's your take on it? You're loving...
So with the glue-on, yes, you can get a great look when you do the glue-on, but you damage your natural lashes. I mean, I always did anyways, because the glue, even if you use, you know, some makeup remover or something to loosen up the glue...
Yeah.
When you pull off the lash, you end up taking a few of your natural lashes with you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's what the lash extensions did too, I think,
to a lot
of girls. They were struggling with the fact that they needed to maintain it. But, you know, the techniques have improved, so lash extensions are still out there, so still available. Magnetic is fun because it's temporary.
And, and here's the deal. People are like, wait, magnetic lashes, how's this work? So basically, you have a top lash that would look like the glue-on lash.
Right.
And then you have these little pieces that you sandwich them between your real lashes.
Under the lash, right. So there's that magnetic field that, you know, happens.
Yeah,
so you don't need mascara?
No, I don't use any mascara.
I want some now!
Right?
Yeah
so we got to try
it.
That. All right, the last thing I want to talk about really fast is microblading. So tattooing the eyebrow was like the it thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have this microblading, which is like tiny strokes of tattooing, the ink, but it really creates that more realistic brow line. With those soft little strokes. Now, you know, sometimes it takes a couple applications to really achieve that perfect arch. But, you know, like the millennials, like my daughters, they're filling it in with a powder. But
that's what I do.
Yeah, but there are some of us of a certain generation.
Pencils?
Who are losing our hair.
Oh,
and so the microblading is helping, you know, if you want to go down that path.
I've had some friends who've done the microblading. They love it.
Yeah.
I would just say go to a professional because you don't want to look like you have, you know, took a Sharpie.
Yeah, that's
your...
right. Right.
Nobody wants that.
Right, that's why I love
that's
this
what it used
process.
To look like.
So that's what I have for Fashion First.
All right. Make sure you check it out on our website, warm1013.com.